time day, what we normally term as zikr. And the lesson we learn is that together with zikr, you need ilm, you need knowledge. So he had the zikr in his life, but he didn't have the necessary ilm. So when his mother came to call for him, on few occasions she came, but he was engaged in his salah, he didn't reply to her. Whereas this was nafil, and we did the masla yesterday, that a person is reading nafil salah, and his mother calls for him, then he should break that nafil salah and attend to her. And if it is out of necessity and zarurat, or some, she needs assistance immediately, then even the faraz salah also he should leave it, attend to the mother at that stage. But he didn't know this, so he continued. And because she had come a few times now to call for him and he didn't reply to her, so she made this bad dua for him, that may Allah Ta'ala make it such that he doesn't pass away before he sees the face of a loose woman. And at that time when the discussion was taking place about how firm and how straight and strong he was as far as his ibadat is concerned, so one loose woman then volunteered to say that she can seduce him. And she tried, but he wasn't paying any attention. So she came in, and the second plan was, there was a person that would come and frequent the monastery that he was in, and she went and she seduced that person, and that person now fell pregnant. And when that, she fell pregnant, and then when she gave birth, then she now attributed the child to Juraij. So these people were very, very upset. That here is a person that is in a monastery, they're looking up to him as a wali of Allah, as a pious person, and this is what he did. So without finding out, without doing anything, they went and they destroyed that monastery and they beat him up. So now he was surprised. So he asked that, where is this child? Bring this child to me. When the child was brought to him, he said, just wait. He performed salah. Turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he came and he prodded the child in the stomach. And when he prodded the child in the stomach and asked him, who is your father? And the child was owned up and said that certain shepherd is my father. So and so shepherd is my father. So when the people saw this, they were so surprised that this child is speaking and witnessing. Now they came and they started kissing him and hugging him, and they offered to build a monastery out of gold for him now. So we lessons we learn from here is that together with zikr, that ilm, that necessary knowledge is very, very important. The person can have all the zikr, but he doesn't have the ilm, it can take him off the track. And a person also, on the other hand, got ilm but no zikr, then that ruhaniyat and that nuraniyat is not there in that ilm, then also the person can go off. So these two things have to go together, that taqwa together with that ilm. In other words, that zikr and the ruhaniyat also with that knowledge. So anyway, that was the part that we did yesterday. Then he told them that don't build for me a monastery out of gold. Return, just build a normal one out of clay like I had before. So now this was the third one. First child was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And here we also explain that Allama Zarkhashi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that this was with regards to the time of the Bani Israel. In that time, in that zamana, there were three children that spoke from the cradle. So one was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The other was this child in the time of Juraij. And the third one now is what we're doing today. Is there was an infant who was busy drinking his mother's milk, and a man who was riding a majestic horse and dressed in beautiful clothes passed by. I just to understand where this whole incident is fitting in, as we mentioned before, that muhaddisin, their style is, that when they bring in a hadith, and that hadith may be a very long hadith, but even if one part is tying up with the chapter that they are doing, they'll bring it in. So here we'll see that the chapter we're doing is the virtues of the poor people, the weak people, the undistinguished. So here was a mother that was breastfeeding her child. A horseman went that was dressed properly, was looking strong on the horse. Almost like in our times and age, a person that has got a good build, strong, handsome, driving a very posh car. Who doesn't want to be like him? So this thought went through that mother's mind. So she had a child, an infant child that was drinking milk, breastfeeding. And here a man went on the horse, dressed in beautiful clothes, passed by. The mother said, oh Allah, make my son like this man. She made dua. Oh Allah, make my son like this man. Looking at him, his size, his build, the way he's riding that horse, etc. So she wanted her son to be like that. So the infant left his mother's breast that he was drinking milk from. He turned in the direction of the man. He looked at him and he said, oh Allah, do not make me like him. Oh Allah, do not make me like him. Mother is making one dua, the child turned and made another dua. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is relating this. This is hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. So it's not just a fairy tale, this long hadith that is coming. That, oh Allah, do not make me like him. And then he turned again to his mother and he continued breastfeeding. The narrator of the hadith says, it is as though I can picture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam demonstrating how the child was feeding. He took his index finger, Rasulullah did this, he placed it in his mouth and he began sucking it. In other words, you say that the child was busy drinking milk, he left that milk, he looked at the drider, he made dua, Allah, don't make me like that. So it wasn't an ordinary thing. He left drinking the milk, looked at the rider, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is demonstrating with his figure how the child was even drinking milk. So anyway, they then passed, this mother and the child, they then passed a slave girl. Slave girl, no imtiyazi shan, no distinguished features, nothing. Nothing. It's a slave girl, person has got no recognition in society, poor, and was being beaten and accused. Not only just a slave girl, she was being beaten also, and she had been accused that you committed adultery, you stole. All the while she replied by saying, Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me, and Allah Ta'ala is an excellent guardian for me. What an excellent guardian Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for me. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. What an excellent guardian Allah Ta'ala is for me. Now this was the condition of this woman, the slave, she being beaten, accused, etc. And this is what she's saying. The mother said, oh Allah, do not make my son like her. Oh Allah, don't make me like her. In other words, don't make my son be such that he gets these sort of things that are not distinguished. People are not looking up to him. In that context, she made this dua. The infant stopped feeding. He looked at the girl and he said, oh Allah, make me like her. Oh Allah, make me like her. Now the mother and the infant began conversing with each other. The mother said, when a majestic and stately man had passed by, I said, oh Allah, make my son like this man. But you said, oh Allah, do not make me like him. Then when some people were beating the slave girl and saying, you committed adultery, you stole, I said, oh Allah, do not make my son like her. But you said, oh Allah, make me like her. Can you imagine the conversation between the mother and the infant child? The infant said, that man was a tyrant. So I said, oh Allah, do not make me like that man. Whereas the girl whom the people were accusing of adultery and stealing did not commit any adultery, nor did she steal. So therefore I said, oh Allah, make me like her. I'd rather be like this woman who is not a tyrant, who did not steal. In other words, ana minal muslimin, undistinguished, unknown, but known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Haji Bhai Abdul Wahab, Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, in the old workers' jor, he called for all the, or in the ijtima it was, he said, call all the old workers, I want to speak to all the old workers. This was towards the ending of his life. Most part of his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving so much of time and effort. So in his name, 90s he was. So he called all the old workers and he said, I want to give you some advices. And from the advices he said, Sari Umar ki khulasa ye. I'm giving you the khulasa of the whole life of nasihat. In other words, I'm just giving you a summary of the whole, my whole life's experience. Like, can you imagine in one capsule how much is contained? One capsule, how much is contained? Whole life summary I'm giving you. And then he said, that jo aadmi kahega main bhi hu wo khatam hai. That person that says that I'm the man, I'm the one that making things happen. Because of me, so many people are coming out. Because of me, this is happening. Because of me, that's happening. Because of me, the business is running. Because of me, so many things are happening. I'm making the masjid happen. I'm making this. I'm making that. Jo aadmi kahega main bhi hu wo khatam hai. Or jo aadmi kahega Allah tu hi hai, Allah unse kaam lega. And that person that says, Allah, you are everything. Allah, you are everything, I am nothing. From that type of person, Allah will take work. In other words, this quality of humility is something that is very, very important. We never ever have it in our heart that we want to be different. And that's why ulama explained this, imtiyazi shan, that I want to be different. My shoes must be different from everyone else. My kurta must be different. My car must be different. My house must be different. No, that person should never have this. It's actually a bimari and a sickness. That I, ana minal muslimin, I must be one from the Muslims. I don't have any desire to be anything. That type of person Allah Ta'ala will take work from. Not that person that wants to be distinguished and different. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And Allah Ta'ala make it such that we can bring these beautiful sifat in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.